Hi, my name is Steve. Over the next hour, you're going to learn the basics of computer science by programming Alex or Steve to move through a simulated piece of Minecraft world. Traditional programming is usually in the text, but today we'll use Blocky, a system which uses blocks that you can drag and drop to write programs. But under the hood, you're actually creating JavaScript code. Alright, let's head on to code.org/mc. And you'll be directed to this hour of code on Minecraft. And click on try now. You'll be directed to this page. Let's close the video. Alright, so let's get started by choosing your character. So you have Alex and Steve. So I'll choose Steve. Alright, let's close this first. Let's get used to the interface here, alright? So, you can see, your screen is split into three different parts, alright? On this part is where your play space will be, and the instructions will be listed here. When you click on the instructions, it will display. And for the middle area, these are the blocks. So these blocks are the commands to direct Steve here to move, turn, and etc. So, if we drag the move forward block over here, as you can see, drag it to this place here, and you click on this, and if we try to run the program, this is what it will do. So, on the first part, actually, we just need to add a second move forward command to reach the sheep. And we have just done it. So if you want to delete the block, just drag on the block, go to the dustbin. That's it. Or if you have chosen the wrong path, example, when you click on run, it turned left, so it did not reach the sheep. So we click on try again. If you want to start over again, just click on the start over. And it will be start all over again. Now, what it says that you need to add a second move forward to reach the sheep. Let's add a second move forward. Let's reset it. And let's run it. Alright, so we have just completed the first puzzle. Let's continue with the second puzzle. Alright, so the second puzzle requires you to walk to the tree and use the destroy block command to chop it down. So let's try it. Let's move forward. Move forward. So we need to move forward two times and destroy the block. Let's run it. Yep. We're finished. Alright. So, the next part. The puzzle tree. So, in the puzzle tree, we need to share the sheep. How do we share the sheep? It's very easy. First, we need to move forward two times. Alright, let's try and move forward two times. And shared command. Let's try it. 1, 2. Yep, one sheep down. Alright, so we need to move to our right hand side here. We need to turn right. So we call Steve to turn right over here. Then we move forward for one step. And we shared the sheep. Alright, let's try running it. One down. Two down. Alright, we have completed puzzle 3. It wasn't that hard, right? Alright, let's move on to puzzle 4. Now, in the puzzle 4, we need to build a house before the sun goes down. The house required a lot of wood, so we need to cut down 3 trees. Alright. that's already the default here, so let's run it and see what happens. Okay, the program has done the first part. All we need to do is go to the second tree and third tree. Very easy, move forward. After it stopped here, we need to move forward another three more times. Then destroy the block. Alright, let's run it and see what happens. So it's moving forward three times, destroy the block. Okay, the second tree is done. After this part, we need to turn left over here and move forward another three more times. One, two, and three. And we need to destroy the block. Let's try and run it. Alright, the second one's down. And lastly, the third one. Congratulations! You have completed puzzle 4. Alright, let's continue to puzzle 5. Let's close this. Every house starts with a wall, so we build the first part of the house by putting the place command and move forward command inside the repeat loop. Okay, so let me explain what is the repeat loop. In the last level, we need a lot of the move forward blocks, right? Do you still remember? In the puzzle 4. So now, we just perform one repeat loop. It will continue to do it repeatedly, so we do not require to move four blocks at a time. So we just require to move one block down here, and it will keep repeating it on their own. The night is coming. In a couple of next levels, we are going to build a safe house, so we are using the repeat block to do it very easily. Let's try it. We need to place the planks first, as we place the planks here, and we move forward four times. Instead of dragging it, move forward, place planks, move forward, place planks. We don't need to do that. We just need one repeat block over here, and it will loop. Let's try and run it. One, two, three, four. You see? It will repeat four times. Let's continue to puzzle 6. Alright, in puzzle 6, we need to build a house. So we need to choose a floor plan for our house. Let's choose middle. Okay, the medium one. Build the rest of your house from any materials you like. The repeat command will come in handy. Alright. They have already have a repeat 6 times. Place planks. Let's try and run it and see what happens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Alright, it stopped over here. What we need to do is we need to turn right over this part. And let's drag in a repeat. How many times do we repeat? 2 times. Then we'll move forward and we'll place the planks. Move 2 times, place the planks. So let's try and run it and see what happens. Okay, turn right over here, move forward, place the planks, move forward and place the planks. Alright. After that, we need to move another right. Then, after we move another right, we need to repeat 3 more times. Move forward. Place the planks. Move forward, place the planks, move forward, place the planks. Then we will stop over here. After it stopped, we need to turn left. Let's try and run it. Alright, so it's moving. And alright, it's turned to our left hand side over here. So all we need to do is put on our move forward so we can move forward and place the planks. And then we need to turn right. So we'll turn right over here. Let's try and run it. So it's moving, and turn left, move forward, place it, and turn right. We have two more blocks to go. Make it repeat two times. Move forward, and place the planks. And I think we are done. Our house is completed. So this is basically how you use the repeat. Alright, we are done! Let's move on to puzzle 7. Alright, it's a good plan ahead to plant crops on both sides of the water so you don't get hungry later on. Basically, we need to repeat 6 times as we have 6 block over here. So we plant the crop first, then we move forward. Alright. Then after that, it will stop over here. Then we need to turn to our right. Let's try and see. Okay, it will turn to our right. Then we need to have another 2 move forward blocks. 2 move forward. Then we need to turn another right. And repeat 6 more times. Move forward. And plant the crops. So it will move forward, turn right. Then you will repeat 6 more times to plant the crops. Let's try and run it. Planting the crops 6 times. We are done! Done with number 7 puzzle. Let's continue to puzzle 8. Oh, running into a creeper is a bad idea. Carefully move past the creepers and reach the safety of our home. Okay. Let's see, these are the creepers. We need to move over here, or we can move over here. Let's try this path. Right, let's repeat 2 times. As we can see, it's the same length. Okay, so we move forward 4 times. Okay, 4 times and turn left. Turn left and turn left. Alright, let's try and see what happens. 2, 3, 4 and turn left. Alright, so we need another move forward. 2 more move forward over here. Let's repeat it 2 times. Move forward. And we will reach our destination. Alright, we have reached our home. Let's continue to puzzle 9. Okay, you will find the most valuable resources underground, but it can get dark. So we need to place at least 2 torches and mine at least 2 coal. Okay, let's see where's the coal. We have few coals here, 2 coals here. Let's go to the nearest one. Before that, we need to turn to our left hand side here so we can go to the nearest one. and we will repeat with 2 times. We need to place torches over here. Then we will destroy the block by mining the coal. Then we'll move forward and we'll repeat it again. Let's try it. Let's run it. Right, it's mining the block. Mining another block. And we are done. Alright, we're done. The next part is puzzle fence. In puzzle 10, walking into a molten lava is a bad idea. So we need to place a cobblestone to create a bridge that mine at least 2 of the iron blocks. Okay, let's see the iron blocks are over here. Molten lava is over here. We need to move forward. And then we need to place the cobble pot. Then we need to move forward 2 more times over here. Then we need to destroy the blocks. Alright, let's try to put the cobble pot first. Move forward. Place cobble pot ahead. Then we move forward 2 times. Alright, let's try and run it. 1. Move forward 2 times. Alright, it stopped over here. What we need to do is to destroy the blocks and move forward and destroy another block. So we use to repeat 2 times. We destroy the block first, then we move forward. And our quest here is done. Place the cobblestone, move forward, destroy the block, move forward and destroy the block. Hooray! We have done 10 puzzles! Let's continue to puzzle 11. Okay, let's close this. Alright, so it says that lava is hidden beneath some of the blocks. You need to cover up before moving forward. An if command will come in handy here. And add a move forward command in the correct place to mine these blocks. Alright, so what if an if command? So now we are going to learn about the if statement. If statements are the fundamentals part of learning and programming. And they help the computer to make decisions. All computers use if statements. For example, you're using a desktop and you have a password. So if the password is correctly keyed in or typed in, then it will unlock and you are able to log in as a user. Otherwise, it will show an error message. We use the if statement to make Steve over here, or Alex over here. For now, we need to use the if statement that if there's a lava in front of us, we will place the cobblestone ahead. Firstly, we repeat 7 times to destroy the block. If there's lava ahead, we place the cobblestone. Now, let's see, we need to move forward. So where do we place the move forward? The only place we can place the move forward is after we place the cobblestone. If we place it before, then we'll move forward first and not knowing that if there's a lava here, so we do not burn ourselves. So let's run it. Say if there's a lava, then place it. Okay, there's no lava, then we move forward. Then if there's a lava, then place the cobblestone. If there's not, then we move forward. Alright, so we have done it. We have done puzzle 11. Let's continue to puzzle 12. Now things are getting tricky. You need to mine 3 redstones, but do not fall into the lava. And use an if command to place the cobblestone over any lava you uncover. Okay, so this is the redstone. Let's go over that, and let's turn to our right, and we go straight on. Alright, let's program it. Let's turn to our left. Turn to our left hand side here, then we repeat 2 times. If there's a lava ahead, then we'll place the cobblestone. Then only we move forward, so we do not burn ourselves. Let's run it. Right, placed it, move forward. Okay, we stopped over here. So the next step is we need to destroy the block to mine the redstone. Okay, so one redstone will be done. Then we need to move forward and have a right turn. So we need to go over here, have a right turn, and we move forward. Alright, let's try it. Alright, we mine it, move forward. Okay, so let's continue. We need another repeat over here. So this time we need to repeat 2 times. If that is lava ahead of us, we need to place cobblestone. Then we move forward and we destroy the block. Alright, seems easy. Let's try it. One done. Forward. Destroy the block. Place the cobblestone. Alright. We are done. Alright. We are done with number 12 puzzle. Let's go on to number 13. Okay, alright, great job! You have gathered lots of resources to build the molder's home. Now, you need to lay a rail from the edge of the app to the door of your house. Okay, it's facing over here, so we need to turn to our right. Then, repeat 6 times. Okay. Repeat 6 times, we need to place the rail first, then we move forward. Alright, let's try it. So I think this will be done in the first half. It stopped over here. Then we need to turn another right. And similar, repeating 6 times and place the rail and move forward. So we have the same 6-6 over here. So 6 block, moving forward, repeating 6 times and placing it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and we are done! Hooray! Alright, so before we do that, let me teach you another thing. As you can see, we have similar lines of code over here. So, in order to reduce our blocks, we can also use another repeat 2 times with the same block of code. So, this is called a nested loop. A loop inside the loop. So, we repeat 6 times. After we've done this 6 times, we repeat again. In order to do that, we can just remove this. It's similar, and you can see that we just reduced 3 blocks by adding 1 more. And let's reset it and run it, you have the same results. This will reduce the amount of code or the blocks. Hooray, we have done it! Alright, let's continue the puzzle 14, the last puzzle. Congratulations, we have done it. The last puzzle is up to your creativity. So you have completed all the puzzles over here. Now, you can mine, build, and create something unique by using everything that you have learned so far. So there are a lot of blocks over here. For example, we need to place the Okay, what do we need to place? Example, okay, example, place a sand over here. And maybe we move forward and plant crop. So this is for just an example. So you can see that if there's empty ahead, water, lava, or empty ahead, then we put torches. Okay, let's run it. We move forward. We place the sand over here. Oh, the sand is so big. So let's move forward first, then only we place the sand. Then we turn to our left hand side over here, then move forward and place the crop. Right, let's try and run it. We have completed the hour of code. You can share it with your friends on your Facebook or your followers on your Twitter, or you can also print it out. Or you can click on Keep Playing to edit the last puzzle. Alright, congratulations, you have completed the hour of code. See you next time.